Good morning, it's Pilgrim Chris on the 30th of December 2011. And I apologise from the outset for the quality, audio quality of this boo, as I'm booing from the bath. I need a bath. And while I'm bathing and relaxing, I thought of a Twitter conversation I was having last night and early this morning regarding or about and to forgive and to forget. And the initial theme was about the nature of someone who forgives and forgets and someone who doesn't. And it was really a mute debate in one sense, because forgiveness, to forgive and to forget, are mutually exclusive. One is a voluntary action and one is involuntary. We can forgive if we choose to, but we cannot forget even if we choose to. Unless, of course, we have an illness that affects our memory. And I was thinking that we always use this term to forgive and to forget, and some people will say, well, I can forgive, but I'll never forget. But in that sort of term, or in that sort of way of thinking, then we're not really forgetting the forget side of things. We can't really forgive with that attitude, because to say, well, I forgive, but I'll never forget, is a caveat. What we're really saying there is, I forgive, but, you know, you've hurt me in such a way that I won't forget it in a hurry. Or, you know, so really, it's forgiving with a caveat. And true forgiveness doesn't come with any caveats. If we really mean to forgive and to forget, we wouldn't even mention the word forget, because it is not something we're capable of choosing to do. As I've mentioned, we're only able to forget through illness or certain drugs or whatever, but it is not a conscious decision. It is not something we can consciously do, to forget anything. Sure, our memories can play tricks on us, or we can forget certain things, but this is involuntary, and to forgive is voluntary. And so I would sort of, not argue, but sort of put out there that while it is very difficult to forgive certain people for certain things, this is something we can aspire to do. And it is something that we can achieve if we want to, if we have the right motivation, and the right, for want of a better word, heart to do so. Soul or mind, if you like. And so I think let's leave the caveats aside, whether they are meaningless caveats, such as I can forgive but I'll never forget. Or when we do forgive someone, we don't really. We always harbour a mistrust. There are lessons to be learned, of course, and part of the Twitter conversation was about I won't forget because I'm going to learn a lesson from it. Well, this is true. We can learn the lesson from everything in life, but that doesn't really come into play with forgiveness. Forgiveness is about letting go. If somebody does you harm, forgiveness isn't about waiting for an apology. It is a freely given gift. And an apology is wonderful and it will help the forgiving process. But it isn't necessary to have an apology from someone to forgive them. Forgiveness comes from us to the person, not the other way around. A person doesn't earn forgiveness. It is a gift freely given. To forget the misdeed, well, impossible unless we have memory problems. Again, not a conscious choice. So that was my boo for today. The misconceptions about to forgive and to forget. A boo from the bath. I hope you all have a good new year. I'm off for a wild camp in around Kinder Scout in the Peak Districts tomorrow, and an overnight camp, and see the new year in somewhere around Kinder Scout. I hope your new year is equally exciting and or peaceful, whichever you prefer. God bless to you all, and boo again soon.